Hello, Jenny. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Hey, hello, Larry. Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
Not bad, not bad.
Not
Jenny,
bad.
do you want to introduce yourself to our delegates?
Yes, of course. Well, my name is Jenny van Rinsum. I am a scrum master and agile coach at this moment for Nike, and I've been there working for the last 2 years, so really nice. And you,
Fantastic.
Larry?
So yes, Larry Anderson. I am the change lead in EMEA for Nike on the same program that Jenny is on. And I've been with Nike now for slightly less than Jenny, probably 18 months. And we want to just present our learnings and findings and hopefully some wisdom to you so that you can implement them in your daily practice and professional life. So, our agenda for today, our team talk is here on the screen. You can talk about it. It's pre-PI planning, the reality of delivery, some lessons learned around COVID-19 and how to maintain high performance teams. Who is Phil Jackson? Gut feelings will reveal during the presentation. Win, lose, or draw, which is about lessons learned. Celebrate like Mr. T, and you'll see why later, and nutrition. And then obviously the most important part is your questions and our answers. So without
Okay.
any further ado,
And nutrition is not about food, eh?
well, it might be, you never know.
Oh,
It
okay.
will
I'm
be revealed.
curious. Yeah.
So Jenny, pre-PI planning, we've had a very different type of team where we are spread across different continents. Do you want to just give us a flavor of the lessons that we have learned in terms of planning each quarter?
Yes, it has always been a challenge to do the PI planning because we are working from Europe, from WHQ, from India all together in distributed teams. So what we did at Nike EHQ, so the European headquarters, we had a really extensive pre-PI planning for 3 days with the five tracks from the IP exit team. So that was really going into the details. What are the objectives, etc. We had a confidence vote at the end and presentation to our stakeholders at WHQ. And after this pre-PI planning, our capability leads went with our results, so our PI objectives. They traveled to Portland where the real PI was with all the other teams. And that is also very challenging because not all the teams that we were depending on were there. And we have at least 40 different teams in Europe and US where we have a dependency on. So you can imagine how difficult it was to get all your items on the backlogs and the right priority. So that was really a challenge. And also sometimes it happened that the capabilities came back with other PI objectives than we discussed in EHQ. So it's a challenge to get that right. It was like a little bit what you see on the picture, like well, sometimes PI chaos, exactly like it was in the beginning, but we learned and improved.
Yeah, certainly no social distancing in those days.
Yes.
And so in terms of our delivery approach, what are the main lessons learned with that, given that context?
Well, I'm from my heart, I'm a very agile person. I embrace agility. So it was also for me quite difficult to start working in the IP exit team as we had our scrum teams and scrum ceremonies. But we were working with a waterfall roadmap that was really like set in stone. So that sometimes, yeah, provided really differences of scope and objectives because the milestones were for waterfall and our PI objectives were sometimes changing and we had to met the waterfall milestone. So that was really difficult to say, hey, we can't deliver this PI. It was said, no, we have to deliver it, this PI. So that was challenging.
And so we had, we've got teams in the States and teams in Europe in terms of engineering. What was the difference between the two different cultures, and how did we overcome them?
Well, here in Europe, and especially with Nike, we have a really flat culture. So everybody is really autonomous. They can speak up, have discussions, etc. And with the United States, it's more like the hierarchy is still there. And also there is between Europe and America, because Europe is the headquarters, world headquarters, and we are European headquarters. There was sometimes like, okay, who's in charge, who's in the lead, etc. So there was sometimes like a power game going on. And yeah, we really had to gain each other's trust that we all had the same objective and the same goal to work on, and that we are all equal.
Good point. Good point. Yeah. And I think we can elaborate some on that a bit later.
Yeah.
So in terms of the performance of the team, how did you observe the team's performance both before and after COVID-19?
Yes, well, working from home is quite difficult. For some people it's easy because they like the relaxed environment of the house, but I'm really like a people person, so I like to stay at the office, work with people, connect with them in real life, and use all of my five senses. And that is really difficult when you work from home, because you only use two senses, like sight and hear. And if they shut down the video, you only have one left, and that's hearing people. So that's really difficult to interpret people, their body language that you are missing, people can hide. But fortunately, we had a really strong team. The team was really mature, and we knew each other very well before we start working from home. So that was really, I think, life-saving for the success for the project, that we still managed to stay on track and keep in time, because we had that good solid basis. So yeah, it is difficult because we miss communication, like communicating at the coffee corner, or you hear other people talking in the office, etc. So if you want to know something, you really have to contact that person.
And my coffee machine at home is a lot better than the one in the office, so it seems to taste nicer.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, unfortunately, my coffee machine is also a little bit better, so that's really advantage for working from home.
Yeah,
but you know, it's really difficult to stay in touch and be engaged in all the Zoom meetings. You get sometimes Zoom fatigue, that you go from one meeting in another meeting, so that's taking a different kind of energy. But we are coping and we are doing well, and we have a little bit more Zoom meetings, unfortunately, because of communicating with the whole team, but it's working well. That's I prefer good. The office, and of course we have our Zoom free Fridays,
which is a real relief, apart from the fact that you've just got to fit the same number of meetings into 4 days, but it does make a big difference.
Yes. Hey, who's that?
So, Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson.
So, of course.
So, Phil Jackson was the coach of the Chicago Bulls, which everybody has seen the Netflix documentary, The Last Dance. And what's important about Phil Jackson is that he was also managing a high-performance team. But the key thing with him as the sponsor was that he was strong, he was active, and he was visible. And I think that's the same parallel that we've got on the IPXIT team, where we had a strong coalition of sponsors in all geographies that worked together. And like Jenny said, built trust together and has enabled us to really deliver and get through any barriers that we've come up against. So that is really core to our success. And I think the other core to our success is just strong branding and communication.
Yeah.
You'll have noticed that Mr. T is our icon, our mascot. And that's been a really good, fun central core, as well as being able to communicate across multiple channels. So Microsoft Teams, the business use Microsoft Teams, tech teams use Slack. You've got email newsletters that I send out every time we have a value drop. You've got a little corner there of Jenny's sprint report. Yeah. And I also done some video interviews of sponsors and other members of the team to share. And I think it's just really helped to build momentum and it helped people's view, their gut feeling about the program to be really positive because it was making their lives easier.
Yes. Yes, we had great sponsorship and all the people were very enthusiastic about it. So, and we had great demos. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Absolutely. Win, lose or draw. So it's a picture of it here of Ander Herrera from the Paris Saint-Germain football team who lost their Champions League final recently. And I think the point of this quote really is the fact that you can train all you like. You can have the most high performance team, but not everything goes to plan. Not everything goes well. What some of the lessons that you can you give us one lesson, Jenny, from your point of view that you learned throughout this program?
Well, what really stuck to me as like it was like quite a big hurdle is that when the capabilities leads came back from a PI event with different objectives than we discussed during our pre-PI event. So there was a little bit of, the teams were not really happy with it. And the scope was not clear. So they were wandering around like small children. What do I need to do? What do I need to work on? So our scope was and focus was completely gone. So we had to reiterate, check what is our PI objective? Do we all agree and start working on it? Because I think we discussed a whole sprint, a whole 2 weeks about what are we going to do this quarter. So that was really a shame. So we learned from it, keep the PI goals and objectives as is and work on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I think from a people change point of view, I had the same issue when it came to scope creep because, we've got a good team, people jump in. And, I think that I was involved in user acceptance testing, which from a relationship point of view is right. But from a content and organizational point of view, it took away from some of the other activities that I was hired to do. So we learned from that, we grew from that, and that was fantastic.
Yeah.
You've got to celebrate. We always have to celebrate, Jenny, right? What are you doing there, Jenny?
Yeah, we love parties and we celebrate our successes as much as we can. And that was, I was doing the hula hoop. Yeah, we are a sports company. So
Nike hula hoops. We have celebrations here from, cutting the ribbon. Jenny and I are always somewhere in the middle of organizing these celebrations. And not just in Europe, but also in the top right, you can see the team from World HQ as well. So it's been a fantastic, fantastic journey. And the thing that pulls it all together is nutrition. So culture eats strategy for breakfast. Yeah, you see?
Oh,
culture eats strategy for breakfast.
Not nice. Yeah.
And, the strength of the culture in Nike is very apparent and it does trickle down because you have it from all directions and it's really fun because it's sports and it's really positive because it's sports. So I think our roundup, our takeaway from this whole situation is if you have the right culture, it unblocks most barriers and it allows you to have that high performance team and and deliver even the most difficult or challenging scenarios.
Yes, that's so true. You start when you start with the right culture, with the right people, with the right teams, you can do anything. And that's I think we have proven that
we certainly have
during
we
this
certainly
project.
Have.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we would like to hear from you. What are your questions?
Yes.
So that we can provide some answers and perhaps some wisdom. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.